Come on now. The beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. Here's what really impacts me. Which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Here's the deal. Over all three tenses, he started with what exists presently. This is like degrees of battle. We first wrestle with what we're dealing with right now. And what is often keeps us on what can be. But he said, I'm Lord of what is. As a matter of fact, call me the Almighty. I'll show my almightiness and help you wherever your is right now. Whatever your present tense is, whatever battle, whatever storm, whatever valley, I am the Lord of is. I am the Lord of the present tense. I am Jehovah, Lord of hosts, El Shaddai. I am that I am. Hallelujah. I am in the present tense. I operate in the present tense, and over the present, I am the Almighty. Come on, lift your hands and let's love him. He's Lord of the present. Oh, too many times we let what exists in the present keep us from what he's trying to bring to us in the future. He said, which is, comma. And then he gives the next greatest battle. And which was. Your past, my past. It's already been dealt with. Where's little Elliot? Did they take him back? He's sitting here on daddy's knee and he's juking. I didn't even know. I looked over there, dude. He's like, if I said to little Elliot, how old is Elliot now?
One and a half.
I said, little Elliot, if I said to him, tell me about your past. Break it down for me. What did God deliver you from? If he could speak as clear as you and me, he'd say, you are so stupid, Pastor. I don't have a past. That's what the Holy Ghost wants you to say. He has no past, neither do you, because he's Lord over what was. Did you hear that? He's Lord over what used to be. He's Lord of the past. You have no past if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. You have no past. He is called the Almighty over what was. Oh, I wish if you think you got that, jump up and run. If you think you understood that, jump up and run. That's running business. He is Lord over your present. He is Lord over your past. Hallelujah. Reckless. Look at this guy. Here's a guy that wants to be baptized in Jesus' name. He wants to be baptized in Jesus' name and by the blood of the Lamb. He's not going to have a past. Woo! He said, what past? And yet we let the past overshadow. See, we're going into the future. And we let what is and what was overshadow what will be. but it's all. He said, call me the Almighty. The Almighty who? The Almighty over your is, your present, and the Almighty over your past. What happened? It's under the blood. Let it go. Quit talking about it. Quit talking about it. Quit rehearsing it. Woo, come on now. Quit talking about it. Quit bragging about it. Quit condemning somebody. Let it go. Forgive them. Let it go. People are human. Let it go. Hey, my brother was so colorful with his stories. He's always that way. It's a gift because he studies history. And he mentioned Black Bart. So I did a little research since Wednesday night. He got me going on Black Bart. Angel. So, gentleman, he was a gentleman robber. Englishman. Sometimes he'd leave a poem, written poem right there at the stagecoach. Did you know he didn't like horses? He never rode away on a horse. He didn't like horses. He had to find some way to get to where he could ambush stagecoaches. 28 stagecoaches. But he always did it with an unloaded shotgun. It wasn't even loaded. All right. The devil says, you know,
hand over your joy.
Hand over your confidence. We say, that gun ain't loaded in the name of Jesus. I'm not letting you take my song. I'm not letting you take my joy. I'm not letting you take my faith. That gun is not loaded, but I got one that is. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the end. Woo! Never even loaded it. Dude, how many times have you been held up by circumstances? Lying circumstances. Held up. Did you hear Joy's testimony? New flesh. New pink flesh growing on her feet. Come on now, that's a creative miracle. I said that's a creative miracle. God will create what you need if he has to. Wonderful God. Yes, Lord. That same God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. How many of you have ever read up on Houdini? Appleton, Wisconsin, where he was from, they've got a museum there. If my brother was here, he'd say, amen. Because he probably knows. Well, that was amazing Wednesday night. I'm so proud of my little brother. I mean my older brother. What a guy. He made a reputation, Tiffany, of getting out of any prison. All sewn up, tied up, upside down in a water tank and getting out alive before he drowned. Dude, it was unreal. So this prison, I think it was in South America, if I remember right, they heard about this guy and they thought, send him down here. Nobody's busted out of here. Ever. Nobody ever will. Send that dude down here. Let's test out his skills. So they put him in, they got him down there, put him in the prison. They walked away. They let him work his stuff. And he had all kinds of little things he'd do. Nothing was working. Goodness, he tried. He broke out in sweat. I mean, ladies glow, men sweat, right? Understand? I mean, he was feverishly working to get out of that prison cell. And he went about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and finally exhausted, he leaned against the door and the door swung open. It was never locked. I'm telling you the door. I want to tell somebody right now, you think the door is locked, but the door is not locked. Hallelujah. And if you lean into Jesus and get some fresh courage and some fresh boldness and fresh confidence, if you lean into the door, he said, I am the door. Come on. I wish somebody jump up and run again. I wish somebody would jump up and run again and lean against the door. The door isn't locked. Woo! Hallelujah. Isn't that something? He leaned against the door because he was so tired. Some of you are tired. I can tell you why. Because you, in your minute, tiny, junior size wisdom, are trying to extricate yourself. But I'm gonna just tell you right now, if you'd lean into the door. Hallelujah. We lived on a college campus, right on the edge of a college campus for years. Washington State University, who, by the way, won their game, I believe, a day or two ago. WSU. I had a big old dude, I was just a skinny little kid, chase me down to my house. Scared the living. I learned how to pray. How did you get this prayer ministry? Oh, you would not. You would be surprised how I got this prayer ministry. He'd make two of me, three of me. And I got in the house and slammed the door, locked it, and looked at him. You ain't coming through that door, Bubba. He never did. There is a place. What that little wood woman did, she got all those vessels, and she got behind that door and closed the door. Some of you, the reason why you're still fighting some things, you've never shut the door. Come on now. You've got to shut the door. The oil won't multiply till you shut the door. Hallelujah. Come on. You know what I'm saying. Quit buying Playboys. All right, quit buying those magazines or going up to those websites. If you're gonna have victory over lust, and you will, stop doing some stuff you shouldn't do. Slam that door in the face of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. And lock it. And lock it. Come on now, he wants to give us victory and grace in every quadrant of life. Because you see, he's the Lord Almighty over what is present. That's the first battle, the biggest. The next one is what was. He's Lord Almighty over. He says, I'm the Lord of what is and which was. We get those tenses taken care of. And then he says, and which is to come. I'm the Almighty of your future. I want to express my almightiness in your present situation. And I want to express my almightiness over your past and hide it away under the crimson flood. I want to express my almightiness over your future and in your future. I'm telling you what, I am so excited about this new year. Brother Sandy, I am excited about this new year. I believe we are going to see. I want to prophesy with my eyes open. I believe we're going to see some deaf people receive their hearing, and some blind people are going to see, and some crippled people are going to walk, because God wants the full manifestation and demonstration of his power in the church today. The Lord, which is and which was, and and which is to come. Here's what we do. We let what is and what was bump us out, trump us. How do you like this? I heard a preacher say this. You got to be oblivious to the obvious.
That's good.
Dude, think on that one. You got to be oblivious to the obvious. What's he saying? Don't look at your present like it's God. Circumstances aren't deified. Quit looking at your circumstances like they're the voice of God, when they might be the conflict of the enemy. Oh, come on now. There is a future. I'm telling you what. There is a future for you. He wants to use you. Sister Tammy, I don't know how much of this that you did in the past, but this Brother Michael that these guys are teaching, and you started what, around 6 and went to about 10:30? I believe God is working, and I know he is working in Michael's life, but it's not just Josh and Tiffany. Tammy, you're a soul winner. You're a soul winner. I see you as a soul winner. God sees you as a soul. She's over here praying. Hallelujah for Rachel, who's having a breakthrough today. Oh, praise God, because there's a couple named Mike and Nicole Jones been loving on her and blessing her and talking to her and encouraging her. Come on, I'll turn around and rejoice with me. There's Rachel back there talking in tongues because she had a breakthrough today, because somebody let the Holy Ghost, somebody, come on, do you want revival? There's more of this if you want it. There's more of this. He's Lord over the present. He's God over the past. He's Lord over what shall be. Woo! Praise God. I got it. Anybody here need like financial blessing? Don't raise that hand too quickly. We don't want to windstorm to be created here. Raise those hands high. Okay, I don't have all the details, but I'm going to get them for you. But I got to tell you about a new true story that I stumbled across several days ago, and I thought, oh, you got to be kidding. And I read up as much about it as I could at the time. Ran out of time. But there was this van that got sold to a guy. And he drove it and drove it and drove it and drove it. And finally, he sold it to somebody. Well, they were praying in the van, talking in tongues, you know, worshiping God. It was taking them to church. It was taking them to places of witness. And so they gave it or sold it to somebody else, and it kept getting. So somebody got a hold of that van and drove it for 3 years. And finally, they opened up the hood. And I don't know how you check this, get underneath the car. But they discovered they'd been driving that van for 3 years without a transmission. I think that's impossible. Is that right, Mike? That's sort of like impossible. I don't know how to explain it, but it operated totally beautiful. Hallelujah. What are you saying? I'm saying you might feel deficient. You might feel like your transmission is gone. You can't get out of the lowest gear. But I'm telling you, if you'll trust God, whatever you got, he'll sanctify it and anoint it and touch it. He is the Lord of what is. He is the Lord of what was. He is the Lord of the future. And he'll take whatever you got, he'll put an anointing on it, and you'll do uncanny things. Come on, I wish somebody would run again. I wish somebody would jump and holler and shout, because the hand of God is on you. Woo! Hallelujah. 3 years, no transmission. They can't even figure it out. God's going to do stuff that you can't figure out. Do you know what this is right here? It's the EIB, the Educated Idiot Box. And in the first chapter of Isaiah, it says, the whole head is sick. How do you compute new skin on that foot? new flesh, new skin on that foot, Joy. It does not compute. Sister Angela remembers, no doubt, Ralph Hoyt. One of the, in my days, my humble 19 years there, some of the best years of my life. But every once in a while, Nevin, he'd say to me, one of the best givers in our church, he'd say, Pastor, I don't know how to tell you this or how to explain this, but I've got money showing up in my account and I didn't put it there. Give me a witness. Have you ever had stuff like that happen? Hey, Vicky, Paul, I had your Tim Hortons card with me. You know, the white, and I think maybe it was from last Christmas. Looked kind of Christmassy, Tim Hortons. And I finally used it up, and I'm still carrying it because I wrote your name on it, Paul and Vicky. And I just had them check it one more time. I say, why? Because I've taken a card to a place of purchase, a card that I knew had almost nothing on it. And when they used it, it had almost everything that it had in the beginning, and there's no way it could have happened. I'm telling you what, he wants to bless our finances. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again. Luke 6 verse 38, King James Version. God wants to bless your finances. Stand and raise your hands if you need God to touch your resources. Come on now. Woo. He is the Lord of what was. He is God, the Lord Almighty, over what is. And he is the Lord over what shall be. Your future, my future. We're coming into a new year, and we need to understand that nothing can hold you back from your destiny. I'm asking Brother Sandy to come and pray a prayer of faith that God will do something for all of us. Hallelujah. Multiply our resources. Multiply.
Lord, I pray right now, oh God, give us great favor, oh God, in this city, Lord. God, upon our jobs, Lord God, open the windows of heaven. Lord God, give us great favor, Lord, when we walk in those doors, oh God. God, I pray, God, that you would pour out a blessing, oh God. God, upon every individual here, Lord. God, those who have been seeming to look at a mountain, God, remove it out of their path, Lord, today, I pray. God, Lord, stir up the hearts, oh God. Help us to believe again. Help us, oh God, to see it's your hand, oh God, and not our own. That's going to fight our battles today. We ask it, Lord, in your precious and your holy name. God, now shower down the blessings upon us. God, and let us receive it with joy. God, and give it back to you, Lord, today, God. We ask it in your precious and your holy name today.
I receive it. Just say that with me. Act of faith. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it. It's mine. I have resources. Hidden resources. Oh, praise God. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord God. Wonderful Jesus, I know of a Holy Ghost filled preacher that talked about giving as God led him to give, getting to his house and finding money sitting on their porch. When they got through the door, the locked door, there was money laying around their house. Does God have a sense of humor? I was staying at family, you know, it's Sister Meadows' family in St. Louis, and we love them, her little sister Candy, and Tim, they were here for Amber's service, and I do this little thing, if I stay at somebody's house, I'll just try to leave money around, you know. Thank you. All right, I'll never be without a roof, praise God. And so we'd hear maybe days or weeks later, oh, thanks a lot. They were finding the money. I was hit a little over there, and hit a little over there. And Hit a little bit over there. Don't you know that's what God does? He walks through your life and he hides jewels. He hides giftings. Oh, praise God. He's just waiting for you to discover them. You have anointings you've never picked up. Do you hear me? You have anointings you've never picked up. He loves you with a reckless. Oh man, the words to this song are intoxicating. Yes, they are. Give us one of those verses, would you, as we wrap this up? Oh my, a mouthful of the man. Oh, there's the scripture we were preaching from, and here's the song. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. There's scripture about that. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. When I was your foe, which means your enemy, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down. Amen. Fights until I'm found. Leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Just lean against the door, child. It'll open. Just lean against the door. I'm going to ask Brother Aaron to come up and lead us in a prophetic prayer. Brother Aaron, I know you're sensitive. You're my child in the gospel. You're my boy. You're one of my boys. Got a bunch of guys, a bunch of boys. You're one of them. My son's in the gospel, and you're very sensitive. I know how sensitive you are. And I want you to be sensitive right now. If you would lift your hand and let this man pray a prophetic prayer.
Father, we just thank you, Lord. This has been a specific word in due season, Lord. You chose this song. You chose the singer for the song, Lord. That's why you released the manifestation of your spirit as a result of what was done, Father. It was confirmation that you were behind this all, Father, as evidenced by the altar call, Father. And we thank you for that, Lord. Father, I pray that we continually decrease, that you may increase, Father. Show us every area of our lives, Father, where we need to keep you as Lord, Father. Help us to stay surrendered, Jesus. Lord, help us to control our thoughts, Lord. If we're not viewing a situation the right way, give us the right way to view that situation, Father. Lord, if there's something we're saying that's not in accordance with your will, with your word, give us the right words to say, Father. Show us wisdom on how to handle everything in our lives. Father, in your name, Jesus, your word says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of you, Father. We decrease so that you may be Lord, Father. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Elvis Presley went to a camp meeting, actually, many years ago. You know, he went to an apostolic camp meeting. And our brother Pasley, who passed away just, what's it been, a year or so ago, his mom and dad were preaching that camp meeting. The power of God fell on Elvis. You know, Elvis had a Pentecostal background. Brother and Sister Mangan witnessed to him at an airport. He told them, I have gone too far. But that was a lie. The reckless love of God. The power of God fell on him at that campground to such an extent that he was so wiped out he could not walk. Serious. They had to carry him out to his limo. Now, I've been on the phone with Tim Mitchell. That's where I got that book title, Lincoln's Battle with God. Thank you so much for that. That book and those snacks and the that neck scarf. They carried him back to his limo. He would sing a song called Crying in the Chapel. And his lieutenants would try to keep him away from singing religious songs, because once he gets singing church songs, they couldn't pull him off the piano. He had a call on his life. Now, let me tell you what my Bible study author friend told me, Brother Tim Mitchell. He said he was baptized in Jesus' name and received the Holy Ghost before he died. Yes, he did. And he has the deed. I'm telling you, God's reckless love. He's not going to give up on you. Do you hear me now? I hope you're recording this, because I want somebody to listen to this week. Be encouraged in the Lord. If God wouldn't give up on Elvis, he's not giving up on you. And Elvis might not be in the parking lot, but Jesus is. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Woo! He's Lord Almighty over your past. He's Lord God Almighty over your present. He wants to be Almighty over our future. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, baptized in Jesus' name. Filled with the Holy Ghost. My wife is coming. If she would. She's an intercessor. She loves you guys. You think she's amazing. You ought to be around her like I am. She still blows my mind. After 42 years, Tiffany. Still blowing my mind. Be careful. I might just put a smooch on her before we go home. Be careful. Let me tell you a little secret. Hey, let me tell you a little secret. Never stop dating. Don't stop. It comes up in my phone every week. Date night. Then if I didn't have and if I didn't have it in my phone, she'd remind me. We didn't have our date yet, buddy. And I make this a religious practice somewhere in the middle of that. All you can eat French fries and hamburger. I mean, we go to the top of the line places. I get a guacamole burger over at BJ's that makes me want to go out and wrestle a grizzly bear. That's what David Crockett said he did when he got bored. He'd just go out and wrestle a grizzly. But anyhow, keep dating them. Keep romancing them. Just a thought. This is extra. Jesus, Cindy, and Ember are the three best things that have ever happened to me. And I am a blessed man. And we are blessed to have this kind of a first lady. And she's going to pray a special prayer over you.
Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. Thank you for the wind of God that blew in and met needs we won't even discover or know all of them. Even inside ourselves, we may not yet know all he has planted and done. But as we walk out our days, as we get up in the morning, there's going to be a witness in the Holy Ghost. There's going to be a quickening. There's going to be a breakthrough. There's going to be a new thought pattern. There's going to be a relief and a release. There's going to be a joy that had not been there before. All because of the wind that blew in today and touched us in ways that we're yet to discover. I thank you for the end of a great year and the promise and hope of a greater tomorrow. We walk out of here humbled and thankful that we hold your hand and we have your name called over us. What a gift. What a joy. What a fullness. We love you in Jesus' name.
Let's jump up and encourage everybody we can. God bless you. Looking forward to a great watch night service. Amen. Shake people's hand. Bless them.